Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as, with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've entitled, Dew Upon Zion. And I'd like to share a passage of Scripture found in the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verses 4 through 5. And the prophet is begging Israel to return to the Lord. And the Lord is speaking prophetically, and He says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Listen to this sentence. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Well, to have a little further or deeper understanding of that last sentence, let us understand that he shall grow as the lily. That's the flower. It's very beautiful, handsome in appearance, and it's very abundant, plentiful in Palestine. And of course, Lebanon, that he shall cast forth his roots as Lebanon, that refers to the famous cedars of Lebanon and to the pine and oak forests. They were the glory of Lebanon, and they were used in Solomon's temple and for other grand edifices. Cedar was especially valued for its strength and the height of the tree and its majesty. It is extremely durable as a wood, not readily infected with worms, and would take on a high polish. Lebanon cedar flourishes best on high mountain slopes. It's slow-growing, long-lived, and wide-spreading. I took my time reading that because this is really, if you will, the metaphor of a Christian. This is a type of Christian, slow-growing, long-lived, wide-spreading, exceedingly durable, has valued for strength. And so let me read that verse again. The Lord is saying, I will be to you, beloved, wherever you're at today, I will be as the dew unto you, beloved, unto whatever, you know, son or daughter. He shall grow, you shall grow as the lily and be cast forth, your roots shall be cast forth as Lebanon. Those are some beautiful promises hidden in that one passage of Scripture. And so, beloved, the more we walk in the Spirit, the greater our unity. And note in that psalm that there are three times an act of dissension. First of all, it says the anointing oil, it is like that ointment upon Aaron's head that ran down upon the beard, and then as the dew upon Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. So this dew that comes down is a blessing and a refreshing from God. In Psalm 133, we see the presence of God or His anointing and the blessings of God, which are represented by the dew as coming upon the church body, if they will dwell together in unity. And the blessings are not only Himself, He is the blessing, He is the anointing, but there's spiritual prosperity as well as natural. God wants to bless His people. In Zechariah, the 8th chapter, verse 11 and 2, hear the word of the Lord, especially now as we've been talking at some length about dew. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, and the vine shall give her fruit. and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all things. Praise God. Wow, that may have been spoken to natural Israel. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. And this, beloved, the highest calling we can have is not only to receive the blessings of God, but even greater than that, as Jesus said, I came to not be served, but to serve. I came as a servant. The blessed thing we can do is wonder, as wonderful ambassadors for Christ, is not only, first of all, we need to receive that blessing, that due from heaven, but we need to be able to give it out. Praise God. In Micah, the 5th chapter, of course, it talked about a promised ruler coming from Bethlehem, and of course, that refers to Jesus. Verse 7 says, the remnant of Jacob. And we can, that's true for natural Israel, but that's also true for the body of Christ, Jew and Gentile, one new man, Greek and Jew. The remnant of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, which do not wait for man or linger for mankind. And you know, as I read that, I've just got something else out of it, that it's like that dew or showers on the grass, which do not wait for man or linger for mankind. When the dew does appear, say in the early morning on the grass, when the sun rises, it evaporates. The grass then becomes dry. And so we see the urgency of whatever we're doing for the Lord, we need to do now. Let us redeem the time. Now is the day of salvation. And, you know, I just want to stop right now, and I want to pray for those of you who really need refreshing from God. Father, we thank you for these beautiful passages of scriptures that you've contained in the Word of God, talking about dew, and that you will be as the dew to your people. And Lord, there are so many out there right now. They're dry, they're thirsty, they're hot. They need the refreshing presence of Almighty God. Father, I thank you. I know by faith the anointing which we've received remains in us. But Lord, there are times we don't feel that anointing. We don't feel your presence. And Father, while you do want us to walk by faith, it's not by feeling. Father, I pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name which is above every name. Father, I release the dew of heaven. I release the Spirit of God, the presence of God, the anointing oil of God to come down upon them right now, even as that anointing oil, as it was poured on Aaron, consecrating him, setting him aside, receiving the anointing of God. Father, I thank you right now that anointing is coming to them. For the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, it is I that anoint you. It is I that have set you aside and apart for myself. You are no accident. It is no accident that you are alive and know me and serve me in the times now in which you are living. So be not discouraged and do not let the enemy defeat you. Resist the lies that he would speak in your ear. And know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and my word, my covenant with you is contained in the word of God. So by the power of God this day, beloved, I destroy the lies, the work of the enemy against you. I drive away those oppressing spirits, says the Lord, and you shall rest in the knowledge of your God that I am a faithful God. He that trusts in the Lord shall never be ashamed, and know that I fight for you, that you can rest in me as you dwell in the land, dwell in me. I will cause you to prosper. Let my word be ever on your mouth. Let your praise be in my heart, in your heart, and know that you will be blessed of the Lord, and you shall be fruitful, and you shall be prosperous, and you shall be blessed. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it, says your God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. So, beloved, receive that today. You know, we need many anointings. We need many refreshings. And as the body of Christ, we have received the dew from heaven. Those of you who opened your heart, you can sense the very presence of God right now. I do. That heavenly anointing. And the result of that, sometimes, you know, I had a garden plant that was, I didn't water it the day before, and the poor thing was drooping over. It needed water. And I watered it, and in an amazingly short time, it was starting to perk up. I mean, I'm talking just in a matter of minutes. And so, beloved, when you are watered with the dew of heaven, the waters of heaven, your response and the natural consequence will be one of productivity. We should shed abroad the love of Christ, should we not? His marvelous work should be displayed in the fertility of our hearts and life's activities. Jesus, from the glory of his exaltation, where he is seated at the right hand of the majesty on high, he drops the dew of the Holy Spirit as a blessing upon the lowland of our lives. And that blessing, beloved, is life forevermore. Praise God. Praise God. It means that we can be revived, we can be nourished, we can be restored, we can be whole, we can be preserved, we are repaired, we are healed, praise God, by the anointing of our wonderful Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your ministry to us. Thank you for being with your people in ways, Lord, that they would just rejoice. They would be conscious of your presence, and they would see your hand at work, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week. And as always, I do invite you to write and share your needs. Or if you're just being blessed by the broadcast, I can use encouragement as well. I know you're listening out there, but it's always a great blessing to meet new members of my radio family. I do thank you for joining me, and the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I do respond by the postal service, by mail, a personal letter. However, if you choose to email, that's fine. I will confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you'd like that personal answer, I invite you to include your mailing address. I love you and thank God for you, dear, dear brothers and sisters. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.